What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today's guest has come all the way from the United States of Lurgan.
That's me. Fucking.
It's funny.
52 plus 1 equals 52.
It's Mickey Bartlett.
Up.
It's funny, you'd be like the Fringe and Edinburgh, and then I'm like, and he's come all the way. He's come from here.
He was in his Maz
house.
Maz
house. What were you in your Maz house for?
I had to go and do a gig in Glasgow on Sunday.
Oh shit.
Like an afternoon spot. So went down to my Maz on Saturday, got the boat early.
You did a gig in the day?
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So got the boat, the fucking bus and boat to Glasgow, off the bus, walked in, did the gig, got straight back on the bus and came home. And then obviously I was going to go back to my own house.
What was the gig in the day, if you don't mind me asking?
It was in a wee place called Wild Cabaret, but it was like a fundraiser for something.
Hurricane Ophelia?
Couldn't tell you. But then that Ophelia bitch kept me at home yesterday, so didn't get to go back home. Then I thought I'll just pop down and see my old mucker Colin while I'm...
Was your girlfriend like...
Raging, aye.
You left me again.
I know, God love her.
You fucking bastard.
But she doesn't talk like that, Colin. She's more, it's deeper.
You fucking bastard.
I was fucking wild bad cracks her. Hey. Why are you joking, pet? Love you. Because it's been shite. I haven't seen her for fucking 2 months. And I was home. Got home on Monday from Australia, because I was in Australia. Talk about that later. And then my mate from uni came up. I'm being best man at somebody's wedding.
Oh.
So obviously went and got full to celebrate.
Nice.
And then I was straight back to work Thursday night. So I haven't really fucking had much time to...
Isn't it funny that I also do comedy, but then when you say go back to work, even I'm like...
we talk about
fucking shut
the job. You kill time for 20 minutes, then talk about your dick.
Well, how did your dog react when you got back from
Australia? Lost his shit. He hasn't got off my knee since... Like, so normally I'd sit on the sofa, he'd sit on the other end and be all, pet me if you want, I don't give a fuck. But like... He just lies on me now, and just every so often he looks up and checks, like, you still here? Class, right, back to sleep.
Oh, dogs are the best.
He's deadly. And what was it, Friday there, I had to go and like text off to the dump, and then I was going to go to the gym. I thought, right, I'll go to the gym, come back, get washed, walk the dog, and then go shopping. And the dog just walked straight past me and stood beside the car and was like, we haven't played frisbee in about 2 months, mate, so...
fuck your gym.
Yeah, you're taking me out for a big long dander.
Fuck your gym.
It's mad when you miss... I miss the dog more than I miss anybody, like... Girlfriend, yeah. Ma, fucking you.
Did you hand Louise off like a rugby player, like poof, hit her in the face?
Where's
the dog?
See, I was like, when I came back from Edinburgh, she brought the dog to the airport because we couldn't leave him in the house for fucking however many hours because she had stuff to do. And I get off the plane, the dog was like, he had a ball in his mouth and he didn't know. He was like, I want to lick you, but I can't drop this ball because only my ticket.
Yeah.
So I just took the ball. Normally he would struggle, like fight you. I just took the ball out of his mouth very gently. And then we're walking the dog to the car, and Louise was like, you missed the dog more than you missed me, didn't you? And I was like, oh, I did. And then we had a
yes,
fight.
Yes, I did.
We had a fight for 2 days.
Hey,
what's your name? Didn't mean it that way. It's just different, you know? Like, if I catch you licking your own arse, it's a whole different fucking...
It was very... Where's my camera? It was a... How funny was it the day that you fucking... you FaceTimed me or Facebook chatted me, video chatted me? And you were blocked, and you were like, I'm in the gay Tony Stark's house.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I don't remember phoning you.
You're like, it's like he's Tony Stark, but he's definitely gay. There's a fucking glitter ball above the jacuzzi.
There was a jacuzzi. It was fucking class. I was like, because the first 3 days I was in Sydney, I honestly just didn't leave. Because it was like downstairs, it was a king-size bed, and a fucking jacuzzi, and all that sort of shit. And then the middle floor was vinyl. There was a fucking, a signed Bob Dylan guitar on the wall, but it must be a fake. It couldn't be real.
You wouldn't just... I don't think you would just leave that out.
And then upstairs was like a fucking 50 fucking inch TV with like Netflix and shit on it and a sofa bed. I was like, I'm not leaving this house. Like, there's a pizza place around the corner. I am fucking settled, sir.
It's like, morning. Did Mickey say Australia was warm? And I was like, he doesn't know.
Aye. It was Melbourne. Because like, I went to Melbourne first and it was freezing. Like,
was it?
Fucking Baltic. Because it's still winter out there. Like, when I was there... So
their winter's in our summer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go and buy new clothes and stuff. Because I rocked up with fucking shorts and flip-flops and fucking bikinis and all. I had to go and buy a new coat in Melbourne. It was Baltic. And then...
Did you buy that fucking leather coat?
I bought that last year. It was before I went to America.
Jesus Christ.
Been all over the place. And then I was out in Sydney for like 2 days. And then it was all wee roadshow stuff I was doing as well. So we were in all these wee small towns.
Right.
So the first week at one point, one of the places was like -2. But because it gets fucking mega hot in Australia, they don't insulate their houses at all.
Yeah.
So you're staying in these wee like fucking proper Norman Bates motels where like it's a front door and then just the hotel room. But there's a gap of about an inch under the front door.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's -2 outside. So you're like, I was sick for the first 2 weeks I was there.
That's wild.
Found it.
Similarly in Vietnam, like in Sean's apartment block where we stayed, it's amazing. There's a big gym and a pool and everything. Aye. But like we went up north in Vietnam and it was like fucking beyond hot, like on that boat and everything. Fucking roasting. Come back down south and he goes, oh, there's a wintry 30 degrees.
Fuck
like
me.
You could walk around comfortably at 30 degrees because it had just been 45 degrees. Aye. And then like we get in his and same thing, they don't heat their pools in Vietnam. Aye. So when the temperature drops a bit, the pool feels like the sea.
Aye.
And you get in, you're like,
what the fuck?
And the fucking sun's beating through the thing, but you're just like, fucking nips clipping your arms when you're trying to swim.
See, I would be so
confused if I went to Australia and it was -2 degrees.
It was, but like, cause even, because I was, the first sort of joke I was doing out there was like, flew to Melbourne, jet lagged as fuck, and like, really, like, so tired I was confused. But like, got off the plane, it was freezing, and the taxi driver that picked me up was called Vladimir, and I was like, I've full blown fucking got on the wrong plane.
Welcome to Melbourne, Nicky. Good day, mate. Put another shrimp on Barbie, bastard.
Good day, comrade.
You want to touch a koala? You mean parrot? No, I mean touch. You want to touch it?
Would Jesus you like Christ. To play with boomerang, you flaming gala.
Welcome to Australia, cunt.
I was fucking, and that guy kept talking to me as well. I was like, mate, just shut up, because I'm already angry about the weather. Like, I had nearly a year to research things, but I just didn't bother my whole.
Turn full bagley and just go turn the culture on.
Aye. It was one of those ones too, where like, because you forget it's just like, it's the other side of the world as well. So he was like, oh yes, Ireland, I love Braveheart. And I was like, mate, you need a fucking, I will put you out of this Uber.
Put you out of your own car, sir. Fucking idiot. I know, it's just like, vaguely.
Just that bit of the world.
Yeah.
But then, there's other guys who are like, you know, like they know more about fucking, bit like the troubles than I would.
Yeah, well, no one teaches.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know about schools now, but they don't teach the history of here. It happens in a lot of countries. There's a lot of countries that don't teach that.
Yeah. There was one guy one day who was like, one of the comedians was, we're just fucking chatting about, I don't know, bullshit. And he was like, so has fucking Belfast and Ireland, is it fucking, still a bit fucking rough? And I was like, nah, sorry. And he was like, Ben, there'll still be a few of those fucking ooh ah up the rock, hands. It's like, fucking, how did you know about that national song?
Good lager.
I know, once he said it, that's all, my foot started going. I was like, fuck, I'm going to beat somebody up.
Mickey, I'm not prepared, tin whistle out of a sleeve.
Fucking boron out of my hole. How'd you get it up there? Customs, by saying nothing.
A lot of shit that we stick out to play it with.
Exactly how it sounds like shit anyway. Listen, Varna.
Did I tell you about that? I've told this story in a podcast before, but I think you'll appreciate this. We went down to fucking Tom the Bear's house.
Right.
Did I tell you about this?
No.
He came up to do a thing one time and he's like, ah, we're, you know, we had a wedding and all. It was just a fucking really small wedding, but we're going to have this housewarming party. He goes, you should come down and fucking, you know, he barbecues meat and everything. Aye. He's like, come down and barbecue like a brisket and all. And I was like, yeah, grand. You know them things. I would have went there. I was going to go anyway. But like, you know them things where you forget how close it is. And then he's like, here's directions to our house for Sunday. You know? And we were like, oh, fuck, that's like this. That's very soon. So I said, Maureen, like, what are you doing? And she goes, nothing. I was like, well, we may as well fucking go if he's having a big party. But anyway, went down. It was kind of like a family thing. And then they all fucked off. And then everyone started drinking. Real drinking. Aye. And I actually had to fucking slow down because we'd been in Amsterdam the week before. And I got a blocked.
Were you in Amsterdam as well?
We went to fucking Frank's
hometown.
Where you buy all these fucking, like, what do you call it? Like, tokens and then swap them for Heinekens. And I had 40,000 Heinekens and fucking poked in it. There's a photo. Do you ever heard of the Logues? There's a band called the Logues. They're, like, quite a big trad rock type thing. But they're from, I don't know, they're from Tyrone somewhere. But they were playing in this wee small town in the middle of the thing. And we got invited into this. There was like a private party where it was like a free bar. And they were playing. They played the night before in like a, on a big stage. And they were playing this bar. But it was supposed to be like 30 euro win. It was a free bar and you get to see them. But this guy's like, oh, you're Irish or whatever. And just fucking let us in.
Aye.
And at this point, I was in a hurricane of. It was like, shh. And I went in, the guy's playing the bass, and you could see his face, like, is that fucking Brian Leonard? And you could send to the other guy. And then halfway through the song, and I was like, man, fucking steaming. And there's a photo of me, Begley, in this band, and I don't remember it at all. And it's at daylight in the middle of the street, it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm standing there like, meh. And I totally forget the fucking point. It was, I went to this house the next week, and I was really trying to pee. See that day drinking, like, I was like, I'm going to just
kill you.
One beer an hour until... A fucking until the sun sets at least. But anyway, went to this bar. This guy comes in, sets up music, and he could tell it was his family. He had like an elderly parents and like a brother with him, and the brother was a bit fucking quiet and whatever. And the parents were old as fuck, and this boy's playing like Wagon Wheel, and the dad was like ready to burst, but he was so small and timid. He was like me, look at me, and me. You could see him mouthing along, and the two of them were like, you could see his fucking foot going. And Tom was blocked, and is he fucking shite? And I was like, he's not great. Like, and the guy's fucking singing away, and then it became a bit more evident. I was like, he is fucking bollocks. Like, he is fucking shit. And I look right, he's like, oh, he's a bit shite. But Tom is a bit leery at this point, and I'm like, shh, just keep it down. You know, you're in the middle of fucking wherever the fuck we are right now. You're not gonna get like Derek Ryan up in this bitch. But. I look around, the guy reaches for his drink, right? And he's got like a fucking cochlear implant. Not a hearing aid, the fucking
in your brain
bolt attached to your head. And I went, oh my God, he can't hear that well. And then he goes, oh, where's my drink? Goes to the other side, he's got another one. And I'm like, only in this fucking shithole is your entertainment a fucking, a deaf country singer. And then I noticed, he's like, it wasn't that evident at the start, but then once I noticed that, I was like, he is fucking terrible. He is so shit. Like,
oh, fucking hell.
I think the dad was there just to be like, Eddie, you can't open your fucking mouth. My deaf son. And then I told that story in stand-up one night, and I was like, you know, like, it's the only time that I'll forgive you for liking country music is if you don't actually know how shite it is.
Fucking hell. That's brilliant.
Jesus Christ, I'm sweating. Fuck. Mickey Barlow will be headlining Lavery's Comedy Club this coming Wednesday, the 18th of October.
Yes.
That'll be exciting. I need
to fucking write some jokes, actually. I haven't written.
I need to write so much jokes. And I really struggle to write stand-up these days. And then I write those daily blends. And Maureen was like, that's really funny, some of that stuff you could put in your set. And I'm like, I never think of things like that for a set. And she's like, well, why don't you just write in character?
But do you have the pressure, though, of like, I'm getting very fucking serious all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, if you put it up on a daily blend, do you worry that people are going to go, you did it, I wasn't a vidya.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Because it wouldn't come out in the same way.
I suppose.
Because it's a big fucking ranty thing.
Aye.
Like the bit in particular we're talking about was when I was saying like no one has normal candles anymore. So like you could be in a bunker with no food and water and all, but the place smells like beautiful because everyone just has smelly candles. But it would come out different than stand up.
Aye.
Also, there's no place for that bit at all in my set, but like it'd be a good just to, you know what I mean? Like, pretend you were writing for something else.
And then just fucking...
Because it would flow out of me rather than sit here and be like, what would I say?
I know what you mean, yeah. I'm having a fucking nightmare. Because I kind of usually, after Edinburgh, I always take, like, September off mentally. And just go, right, you've worked hard enough.
Yeah.
Have a month of not fucking thinking about jokes. And then because I was away, I was, like, trying to remember stuff that happened. Just in case there was a joke in it.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I can't be funny anymore. I don't really know how to do this.
I know, it's weird. I totally get, like, you know, when you watch a lot of that shit and comedians are like, oh yeah, I just do all my writing on stage. It's just, I think it's like, you can't be arsed thinking during the day anymore. Aye. So you just go like, here's a rough idea. I'll go and...
Oh, wait until, your brain will take care of it when you're shitting yourself, Luke.
It'll fucking, yeah. You can't do anything without adrenaline anymore. including sleep.
Exactly. I have to masturbate on escalators now just to fucking get my fills.
Just rub my balls on that fucking thing going down the side.
Danger wanking, what are you, a sissy? For base wanking, I jump off a fucking mountain. Just...
I saw a video once in the midst of a porn fiasco, and it was a couple on the outside of a window of a hotel skyscraper, and she's sucking his dick. I can never find it.
Outside?
Like he's got his arm in the window like that. It's almost like the two windows went shh, like that.
Aye.
And each person could come out either side. So they're both holding on. She's like,
Jesus.
And then he bees an L in her mouth, and then she just goes and spits it over there. I was like, that's disrespectful.
That's, somebody's going fucking bird shit. That's lucky. Come buy a lottery ticket.
How lucky am I?
quick. Do a year minutes, quick.
Jeez, that's wild lucky.
Fucking, what's that? Doesn't matter. Bird shit smells weird.
Yeah, what was that bird eating? Raw almonds? The fuck's going on here?
That, look, what kind of bird is that? It's a, it looks like a wingless fucking bald eagle. Fucking, that's a rare bird. Lucky anyway.
I don't know if I could. I would enjoy that too much.
Just getting sucked off out of a window, or
yeah,
getting cum on your shoulder.
I wouldn't fit out the fucking window anyway.
I couldn't do it. Yeah, there's definitely certain places where you just can't maintain erections. Like,
yeah,
you know. Although maybe that's the way it goes. Maybe it's. He started small. Maybe he did a tandem base jump or tandem skydiving.
The winter route, the window ledge of his kitchen.
Could be. Maybe he started off on the bench, just like. Maybe he started running with scissors. She'd wank him off on the way past like a relay, and then
danger wank. Me and Aaron had a full conversation, not on the podcast one day, but like, you know all those weird fucking portons you see where it's not important. It's just like people have shot stuff themselves. Mm. He's like, just sir, I was watching this one. The dad was sitting in the background reading the paper, and this girl was just getting fucking fingered today. Aye. It was class. And I was like, didn't you die that sort of shit? He's like, just sir, emptied my fucking bag.
Thought I'd won a Grand Prix.
There's a story Aaron told me. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send him a voice message and see if he responds. And hold on. Let me see if this works. Aaron, can I tell Mickey on a podcast the story about you in Edinburgh? The time where you couldn't stop?
Well, he told me this one.
Did he?
I don't know. I can't remember. I know there was one he told me and I was like... He told that. Did he tell it in the storytelling night in Labrys or something one night?
No.
No, it was a different one?
Different one.
Oh, brilliant. McCann has sex stories.
Hold on. He's read it, so let me see if he gets back. Unless he started a shift in B&M bargains.
Not where he's working.
Like, because he's going to LA and he thought he was going to go in like 2018 and it's been brought forward. He's going to have to go this.
He's going to Christmas, isn't he?
The end of the year, essentially. So, hold on. So he's having to just do everything. So he's literally like doing fucking like Mandela Hall, but also is working on B&M Bargains and also
is still in the wee cafe place as well.
Nah, they sacked him.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah, go on ahead. The fuck.
If I could have asked my ringtone, I'd love it.
Yeah. Yeah, go on ahead. The fuck.
Gonna have the fuck. No, he said it was one year. It was the year, the one year I did the Fringe, and he was over and he was flying. And all he said, and we went home or whatever, and he ended up going drinking with someone else because it was the night of his A level results. Aye. But he was in Edinburgh, and he went to Hot Tub Time Machine, met some girl or something. He's like unbelievable. You know what I mean? Like, he's just out of school, and he's in Edinburgh, fucking like, yeah, going with some girl. Goes around the back somewhere, she starts sucking him off. Respect and brave, but. And he's like, he just fucking blew a load. And she's like, oh my God, I just came or whatever. And he's like, keep going. And she goes, are you serious? And he's like, I gone ahead. Again, to completion, badoosh, the 18-year-old boner. And then she's like, oh my God, that's crazy. You can go twice. And he's like, you can go again if you want. And she's like, what? And I say, you're a fucking animal. And he goes, sir, I'd still be there today.
Fucking brilliant.
Just Aaron in his wee multicoloured coat. Two bottles of Buckfast. Caffeine loads. Run!
Oh, I miss those days.
Where you could just fucking blast
it. I mean, let's go again.
They're not that far gone for me.
Me neither, but it just feels like a long time ago. Like,
just a wee greedy, just a wee greedy sex pig.
Just
where's the next round? Where is it? Let me play a voice message one more time.
Fucking hilarious.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid iPhone.
Yeah, go on ahead, the fuck.
I imagine that's what he said to the girl. Like, again, I got ahead the fuck.
Got ahead the fuck. And she's like, how can you have a boner? How long is all the blood going to leave your head? And he's like, listen, pet, don't worry about it.
I've been grounded for no 4 hours.
There's a fucking reservoir up there. Just plenty of fluids. Don't you worry about it. Fucking unreal.
Give donations to the injections on my left ear.
Aaron is... I said that another day, because we're trying to do that weight loss thing.
Aye.
I don't know. Do you know what? Hopefully I'm losing weight. But, I mean... Yeah, so I kind of started about a week before we actually officially launched that thing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm actually down about 8 pounds, but weighing again Wednesday.
Aye.
So hopefully I'm losing weight, right? But we're talking away, and I was like, man, you should be in fucking peak physical condition, because you're the only one that can do any bucking after Lavery's. Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
We were all sitting there, it was me, fucking Dave Elliott, who's getting married and having a fucking baby and everything. Paddy, who's got about 12 kids. Everyone was sitting there. Mary Flanagan. Well, I don't know about her. I don't know what she's at.
Aye.
But this girl came up, right? And it was like, if it was a movie, you'd be like, no, girls don't act like that.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? She came up and she was like half passionate. She's like, can you come and do shots with me and my friends? Like, way over the top. Like,
aye.
And I was like, shots of what? DNA. But I turn around.
Warning shot across the starboard bow there.
Graze one off the nose there. You and your friends. But I turn around Arn and give him the full fucking like death stare, like, Arn, get over here the fuck. And he was like, oh, I'm not drinking and all because I'm doing this weight loss thing, but he's trying to save money and all. So I'm like, nah, I'm not drinking. And I was like, Arn, get the fuck over here. And he's like, what? And I was like, this girl was looking to do shots with her and her mates and all. Get the fuck down there and take shots and throw it over your shoulder. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, just, you're the only one that can do any bucking here.
Aaron's like, hashtag me too.
And he's just like, he just couldn't. He's literally like a Billy Connolly sketch where the girl's like licking his ear. And he's like, get the fuck with you. I'm
trying to talk to my friends here.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's like. He's fucking licking his ear and all. And I'm like, Aaron, get the fuck down there and do shots.
There was another time he was getting on like that as well. And I was full blown, like, turning into some weird uncle. See, if you don't buck that way, you're now. The days when you'll be able to, they'll be gone. Look at me. I used to be old man. Look at my life.
Let my dick live vicariously through yours.
All I want you to do is tell me what happened.
No. Jesus Christ.
Let me get the blanket from my knees. Come on ahead, son.
I missed the days of Snapchat. I need you to go and make a story.
If I was sending stories of, oh, fuck, you'd have etch-a-sketch it.
my Snapchat, I have scraped my buckins into the side of a cave.
Black and white's a filter for you. It was life for me. Didn't see a colour television that was 14.
Oh no, you didn't see the joy of a cum shot.
See, if you wanted to wank at my house, you'd fucking plug the lead into your computer and take it up the stairs. Everybody knew.
If you wanted to use a vibrator, you'd be shoveling coal into it for half a day. Get that bastard.
People often wonder why 30-year-old men come so quick. It's because of 10-minute free views. That's why it would have blasted out before anybody knew what was happening. Yeah.
Your reps. Don't talk to me about reps. Feel that arm. Now feel this one. I have a winged scapula and a busted rotator cuff because of preview.
That's it. And my cock lives in Portadown. Took it clean off one day.
I have to take my dick to a chiropodist. To get bits shaved off it.
Calluses
to get the bunions. Knocked off it.
People say you can't get arthritis in your penis. You can. You can.
My dick looks like Mary Berry's finger.
We have fucking degrees.
Aye, but they don't mean not in good
don't mean
stuff.
Squat.
Not in good stuff. I know.
Degrees in talking about wanking.
I'm gonna write that down from wanking. I did a set. Where, I can't remember where I did a set recently, and it didn't go that well. And I came off, and I was just like, that was all dicks.
Aye,
you know. Sometimes you're like, you know, it's a bit dirty, and there's a bit of made half a point about Trump or whatever. I came off, and I was just like, that was all coming and jizzing and dicks and shits, and like, it was terrible.
Is it because it didn't go well? You just go in, or was it?
Did you? If I'd have killed with it, I'd have been like,
I'm a genius.
Laugh at how about them dick jokes, bro? Mm-hmm. I was trying to do a bit about old people having I was trying to do a bit about people so. Like women. Once you're about 32, everyone's like, "Nah, fuck her, done."
Aye.
Whereas girls will still buck like George Clooney. And I had this bit about like people banging old people. But sometimes it went well, and then other times it's just, you know, them bits you're like halfway through, and you're like, I might stop now.
I had a fucking, I had one show during the Fringe where, like about 3 minutes in, I felt like going, we should all just go home now.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, rough. If you're not liking the preamble, you're going to fucking hate at the end.
This is me, like, this is me heating you up a wee bit. This is me kissing your neck a wee bit.
Definitely.
Before I plunge it right in there.
I fucking hate stand-up.
Do you know why it is? Because you only enjoy it at its highest fucking version. You only like it when you absolutely murder.
Aye.
And then everything else is like,
But even like, so did that Oktoberfest thing in Derry on Thursday there. And the first half of it was like the people were booing and fucking leaving and.
They were booing?
Yeah.
You?
No.
Were you emceeing or headline?
Headline. So then I ended up like getting a fucking standing ovation and came off and was still just like, that was fucking horrible.
Yeah, it's like a nightmare. You don't even like know that they're laughing.
Yeah.
And then there's a constant people are like, that was class. And you're like, how could you fucking even sit there? Like, how could you sit there and watch me trying to fucking not bleed out and throw
it? Definitely. Even with the lights and all, because it was.
Did they get the lights sorted?
No, nope, not at all. Mm-hmm. So, like, there'd come a point where you'd do like some sort of joke and they would swoop out, like fucking.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Like, you're about to break into like a diversity style dance.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Out of your mind.
Sitting there with a big fucking stein full of slapping, punching, or whatever.
Annie hooking.
Fucking finger blasting.
Finger blasting. I didn't drink that night. Very sad.
Neither did I. And everybody else was fucking staying when I was like. Like, Louise came down and I was going, pet, finish that. And we're getting back in the car and going home. Like,
I am the worst for, like. You know, like. If I'm drinking and people aren't drinking, like, Maureen's like, we have to go now. I'm like, come on, fucking chill out. No. And
then all the way around.
If I'm not drinking, I'm like, get the fucking out. I will leave yous all here to die.
I'm yep, I fucking hate it. I hate talking to drunk people when I'm sober.
Sure, I did the Draperstown gig.
Aye.
Right? And then, which I also kind of died in my hole, but got the whole way back. And they were at some fundraiser in this pub down the road here.
Uh-huh.
And I pulled up outside. Text Maureen, I was like, right, I'm outside. And then I could see her coming out of the bar, and I was like, oh, I know what this means. She opens the door, like, just come in 3 minutes, sure, everyone's just chatting and all. And of course, when then these ones fucking talk shit. Was one dude in particular was just like, I don't really think comedians are funny, but like, that's just my humor. My type of humor is because I'm naturally funny. Like, blah, blah. And you're just like, oh my god, I'm gonna glass you right now.
Mrs. Brown's boy, you like that?
I would love to be able to express to people, like, how much I don't give a flying fuck what if you like me or not.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? I don't watch your videos enough funny. Great.
Aye. I don't follow you to work either. That's just fucking.
Yeah.
I
don't turn up at your work and be like, not too keen on the way you put them tea bags on that shelf today. Eh?
Surely that milk's bound to be out of date. No? No?
Aye. I had a real fucking like. I take things so fuck. I'm so sensitive. Like, the other day when I checked the tickets for that Ulster Hall, and someone was like, I tried to buy like 4 tickets, couldn't buy them, and I went on check, and there was like, you know, like the arc of the thing is like this, and there's a seat there and one single seat there. There was like 2 tickets.
Aye.
And I emailed them, is this sold out? She goes, there's tickets left in the balcony. And I was like, yeah, but there's 2, like, and I think they actually went, which is hilarious. But so I was all like, fuck, that's crazy. I mean, I haven't written any fucking material, but I was like shitting myself, but also like, that is kind of cool to be, you know, it's a good while out and all this gig, whatever. And then Maureen's mom was up and she was saying like, blah, blah, and she's joking around, oh, that's very good. No, and then she goes, and you couldn't even hang a blind, you know, like, because we were blind sitting in the hall, and I was like, I don't fucking do blind. I was about to lose my shit. Just because you do one thing that's half decent, you're like, no one's allowed to say anything to me.
Give me a day.
Ever. Just let me fucking simmer in it for a minute.
No doubt.
Couldn't even hang a blind. I was like, I fucking tried, but Maureen was like, don't, you'll bring the window down. I was like, oh, fuck it.
Because I was giving off about, this is another one with my girlfriend even, I was giving off about Edinburgh, because I honestly don't think I'm ever going to go back to that fringe. The way I am at the minute, I'm just like, it's not fucking...
You'd be better booking just a gig and a good while in advance and selling it out.
It's fucked. It's because I don't even think I got anything out of it. But anyway, there was one day where my show had sold out. So Louise had come back over. Mine had sold out. And then her, I think it was Peter Davidson and somebody else, Fenton Harvey, all went in next door to see Tiff Stevenson, who's on fucking Mock the Week and all those shows, whatever.
She done any nude scenes and films yet?
Don't think so. But she was, Louise was like, oh, I was class. It was just brilliant. And I was getting a wee bit sort of jealous because it was she was getting all these class reviews and I was getting kind of just mediocre ones. But I had a belter, a fucking belter of a gig.
But you're a man.
Aye. But then when I came out, Louise was she was, her show was, it was really good. Really, really. And I was like, really? Because I didn't hear any users laughing through my fucking wall. But yeah. I know that you fucking heard people laughing through hers. Because she had a bit in her show that you had to address fucking what was coming through the wall. Because the noise plays everywhere. Yeah. But she had to plan a bit into her show. About some crazy Northern Irish guy or whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking ripping it up.
Yeah.
And then
and she's all tampon tax.
Luxury item.
It's not luxury when I pull that fucking death slug out of me.
Ambassador, you're spoiling me.
Fuck me.
A Magnum's a luxury item. I'm sorry.
It's funny because there literally is something about the fringe where it's you could have a show that's themed. And it's called, My Gay Parents.
Aye.
And it's it all goes together and it's a lovely story. And you wrap it up at the end with, a shit callback to, something at the start.
Aye.
But it's, you might have went, that was interesting. But aye. It's not, killer stand-up. Which they shit on at the fringe. Aye,
totally.
Good club comedian at best. And you're yeah, well, how do you make money all fucking year, cocksucker?
That was one of the things. I was talking to one of the guys out in Australia, and they had the same problems with their festivals. And one of the guys was if you get a 3-star review at a fringe, you work all year. If you get 5-star review at a fringe, you work at the fringe.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean?
I mean, the fringe is a big celebration of art and all that shit. But a lot of art is shit, and there's no fucking regulation for the fringe whatsoever. They let any content.
See, we fucking... I had a real... Because I wasn't going to read my reviews this year. I kind of made a point of not doing it. And then Rory Ward fucking... I did... the first one I did was during a preview. And Rory texted me going, mate, don't worry about that. And I was like, don't worry about what? What the fuck? So...
What a bastard.
That was one of those ones I was like, fuck it. But... So the first review, didn't mention it was during a preview, but I was like, fuck it, I can forget about that.
Yeah, they're so keen to fucking come out and review when it's not even fucking written yet.
But then the next two, right, the two that I got, one was from a woman who, it was a three-star review, and she took umbrage to a joke I made about Arlene Foster, because she was you can't be feminist and make fun of Arlene Foster's appearance. And the next one was from an Asian guy who was going, you can't bypass the N-word but still use the word hanky, right? But I have a bit in the show where I explain why I have to use that word. Yeah. So I was sort of reading them both back to back, and I was going, what's happened there is you haven't reviewed that objectively. What you've done is took offence, either take offence at all of it or don't make it about you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It has to be kind of, because the whole show was about fucking stereotypes near enough. So it's you have to be angry at every fucking bit of this, or you can't be angry at all.
It's, yeah.
It's middle class as fuck is what it is.
It is. But it's yeah, you're getting offended at the word, not the context. You are getting offended at the word.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can say words. You have to be able to say the word.
Yeah.
It's it's completely intent,
Definitely. And it's the worst thing about it was that I was we're on the same side here.
Yeah. You Chinese cunt. Do you know what
I mean? You fucking Chinese woman, bitch.
You fucking chinky dick, get it the fuck.
Way back to Japan, you fucking Vietnamese fucker, you.
Fucking Indian goat, come on, get the fuck.
Oh no, this is gonna go down a dark, dark hole.
So you said to
him? I just don't, but it's like, I don't
go down a dark hole, Baghdad.
it's like I fucking get annoyed because it's like you should be able to. You can't even go near anything now.
Aye.
It's like, oh, you had that you thought about talking about race? Racist.
Aye.
You mentioned the fact that people are different? Racist.
It's
always, like, you know, see, like, liberal people? You're not liberal at all.
You're conservative.
You're literally a fascist. Like, oh, I'm Antifa and all this here. No, you're actually a fucking...
Yeah.
You're a Nazi. Definitely. Is what you're doing right now.
I've seen, there was a thing a few weeks ago.
I'm a Nazi.
In some, like, university in America where there's people campaigning to have, like, black people complaining to have exclusively, like...
Black days.
Black areas and stuff in the university.
Yeah.
And one of the professors was, like, a civil rights marcher and was fucking... there when Martin Luther King got shot, and he was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
so they were trying to send all white people home, and the guy was like, no, I'm not doing that. And they were like ready to fucking jump him and beat him to death.
Aye.
And he's like, that is racist.
Aye.
You fucking idiot. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
it goes both ways. It's fucked.
It
drives me nuts. There's things like,
also, people don't give a shit about anything until it's about them.
Aye.
I was talking...
That's me and Patrice O'Neill once very wisely said.
Yeah. Or I thought it was Bill Burr, but he's like, everything's a joke till it's about you and then it's a statement.
Aye.
But like, me and Maureen were talking about veganism and like, sort of fucking going on about how they can be annoying and how they're... And I have fucking spoke to people who put on weight when they tried to be a vegan because they kind of weren't that good at cook and freaked out and ate pizza and fucking like pasta for the first month trying to like gauge it. And I was saying, like, but anyway, this girl listens to the podcast, send a message in. She was like, you can't be against animal cruelty but still eat meat. And you're like, you can.
Aye.
You know, do you want the fucking thing killed humanely before I eat it? You know, or do you want to walk up and slit one of its throats and hold it up to the next one and be like, I'm going to kill you.
You're fucked.
Just this your wife, strangle it. You know what I mean? You definitely can.
Aye.
And she's like, I listen to podcasts and all, I'm normally a fan, but in this case, I think you're talking shit. And I was like, all right, okay. You got vegans all wrong. And I was like, okay.
Do all vegans meet up and you talk about the
rules? Being a preachy vegan? Or you're proving my exact point I was just saying? Or
what's the dealio here? Like,
but I just replied to her and said, yeah, it's unlike me to not fully research a fucking topic. The whole fuck, but again, the whole podcast is half-arsed fucking lame in opinion.
Aye.
And then it comes around to vegans, that someone happens to be a vegan, that's like, let's pump the brakes here.
Aye.
I know you were saying about the Chinese...
yeah, I love that bit
Pakistani
about,
black hole girl. But are you trying to say that vegans put on weight when they only ate pasta?
But it's fucked, it's one of those things.
There's no fucking meat eaters coming, like, emailing me going, I'm very offended that you think that I'm...
Aye.
Fuck me, eat it.
It's just fucking bad. And it's the thing that's what I've been thinking about this on my own, because I've been fucking travelling or whatever, but the fact that it just keeps happening to comedy.
It's easy.
It's like, do you know what I mean? But it's like, well, even that thing has happened a minute with the fuck the DUP thing where some girl's been brought to... Did you hear about that?
No.
She'd written fuck the DUP on a sign at some rally.
Yeah.
And Jim Wells complained about it, and she got brought to the fucking cop shop, and they don't know that they're deciding at the minute whether they're doing her for like incitement to hatred, right, or fucking profanity on a sign or something like that. So you can't say fuck the DUP, but the DUP can fuck everybody.
Oh yeah, they can. You know, like, fuck the one.
And it happened to comedy first, I think. Is this making sense?
Why, here's, like, what I don't like. Why can't you just dislike people either?
Aye.
Like, same, you know, like, when I always think about those old Big Brother things where someone will be like, I believe you have a problem with me. Why won't you say it to my face? See, if I was in a house for 3 weeks and someone's like, I hate Colin, he's a fucking cunt. I'd be like, aw. Like,
fair enough.
Who gives a fuck? Aye. Like, well, you have to fucking, like, oh, the racist guy, let's turn the racist guy. Nah, just as long as he's not killing anyone. He can be racist.
Well, see, that's the, it is the kind
of
thing.
You can do whatever
where, like,
the fuck you want.
It is one of those, the fucking, like, I think this is why, like fucking left-wing politics never works out, because you have to basically go, you kind of have to let people be racist if they want to be. Like have racist opinions, or, you know.
Yeah, just, you're not allowed to
agree with it. You fucking, you can argue with them.
You're not allowed to do illegal shit.
Yeah. But you unfortunately do have to let people fucking...
I mean, and the thing is,
because the next step is then you can't be fucking
There's literally there's racism everywhere from every direction.
Yeah.
You know, it seems worse if a white person's like, I don't like the coloureds.
Aye.
But there's plenty of fucking, like, you know, white people in black environments, or, you know, you go, you know, there's no political correctness anywhere but, like, rich Western places. So, like, it's almost laughable when I do it, but, like, you go to if I go to Vietnam, full freak show.
Aye.
Everyone's slapping you and fucking telling you you're fucking enormous and fat and everything. Aye. You know, it's like...
I get that when I go to the doctor.
And like, oh, you're so pale. You know what I mean? Everyone just says whatever they want.
Aye.
Whereas you couldn't get a wee fucking Vietnamese guy over here and a bunch of big white guys are like, this wee tiny fucking mowgly looking...
I think there's almost a thing of two, like, because even in Australia, people always go like, Australians are racist as fuck. Now, in fairness, the Australian government is fucking racist. So, like, see, coming through customs, because I was white, they don't stop you. And it used to be, like, official fucking policy.
Yeah.
It was, like, a white fucking straight-through thing. So they've changed it a wee bit, but it's still clearly part of the fucking, like, social norm of it or whatever. But Australian people, for quite a long time, and obviously, I'm saying, I don't mean all of them, but they seem to have a really good attitude of fucking, because everybody's from fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
They just slag each other off.
That's...
And it's...
Why is that not fine?
It's the best way to fucking... I remember seeing, like, when I started secondary school and there was a fucking, like, a Muslim guy and I was in the toilets. There was a Muslim guy and a guy from fucking, like, Lurgan or Kirkcaldy or whatever. And the two of them were slagging each other, like, full-blown fucking slagging each other off. But laughing at the same... Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know, it's, like...
Yeah.
Fuck off, you fucking Fenian bastard. That's a good one, Muhammad. Well done.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And then they beat me up for laughing as well. Like, you're not allowed to laugh, you don't know us. Like...
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like,
I mean, there's definitely fucking things where, like you wouldn't fucking throw the N-word about because there's historical connotations and shit like that, but at the same time, I don't think people are getting a wee bit fucking too soft about it now, where it's like, you can't bring that up. You can bring up shit that hasn't happened to you personally.
Yeah.
And talk about it, you know what I mean? Like,
but you can talk about anything.
Yeah, not talking about it makes it worse. Are we getting really deep here? I fucking spent too much time in my own column.
Besides our kids.
Class.
Aye.
That's
why she's getting 5 stars.
That's me.
Fucking hell. Yeah, I don't know. But it's... The problem is, you know, you're sitting with two comedians who... Literally, your job is to fucking say things that you're not really supposed to say.
Aye.
In a funny way.
Yeah.
I've never gotten shit for anything I've said. How about that?
I don't think I have either.
If you're clever about it, it sorts itself out. People sort of like...
They'll only go after the fucking bigger ones as well. I know that's been talked about fucking loads. Like, you'll not fucking hear anybody going down. Well, no, there was something on Twitter. I did a... Alan Irwin had that fucking electoral college thing in the black box a couple of months ago. So every time there was a fucking election, did like this wee podcast. And there was somebody in that complained about everybody being racist. Because Alan read out the words that Diane Abbott said about herself. So he quoted Diane Abbott.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, that's fucking racist. Because she said, you know, there was that thing she said something about the Afro's gone and so have a lot of the opinions. So like she said something about Northern Ireland, the IRA or whatever. And during the election, they were accusing her of being like a terrorist sympathiser. And she was on this news programme. She was like, look, in the 80s, I had a big fucking Afro and all this sort of stuff. And she went, the Afro's gone and so have the opinions. And he read that out and somebody got on Twitter like they're all fucking racist making fun of Diane Abbott's hair. We're like,
no,
quote, literally
actual quote
like,
and what she's probably trying to say there was like, you're allowed to fucking change and improve.
Yeah,
like that's what annoys me about politicians. You're not allowed to fucking change your opinion.
Aye.
Or else they'll be like, oh, made a wee mistake there. So that's why all them cunts have to be like, you know, I bet you if you really asked half of them cunts like, do you think you would legalize same-sex marriage? I'd be like, aye, but gotta keep the old paycheck coming in, so I'm lumped in with this.
And I don't get why more of them don't just go, ah, that was 25 years ago. Like, I was in jail then. Thought loads of weird shit. I started shooting people, though.
It impresses me that people have energy for any of that shit.
Like. Right. I don't know why it's been fucking me off for ages now, but it's just coming down on comedians. So I suppose it's back
to... I can't believe these fucking coloureds are coming in here and crossbreeding and making very good looking... little mix.
Athletic, fantastic, smart, intelligent, you know, people.
Looking people. And I'd rather have stayed here with your six teeth and clattered them together.
Exactly.
Did you watch that programme last night? The housing executive one?
No. The BBC and I one, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I missed it, but I love them.
It was just like they were doing some multi-story flat somewhere. I don't know where the fuck they were. But it was just, you know, they had some guy and he's just like,
you know, they're talking about building a fucking... They're talking about building like a fucking garden out the front of these multis and all, but they should be fucking improving the house and all because we've been here 25 years and this is a disgrace that we have to live in this fucking thing.
And the guy all day just sits and smokes fags.
Aye.
With his wife who like perfectly had like this half her teeth missing. And then on the bottom row, the other side.
Aye. So she could...
Like they both just came together like clink. Clink. And
biting the gums from his left.
You're just like, mate, you know, maybe if you didn't smoke 500 Bensons in here all day and fucking boil the kettle 500 times a day under this one spot, you probably wouldn't have damp there.
It's fucked up. Like, it's fucking...
You may as well be in jail. You may as well be dead if you're living like that. Fuck me. Grim. Grim.
It's definitely one of those things, too, where, like, I'm all for fucking, like, giving people benefits when they need them, but then you do see people where you go, you don't fucking need this. Like, you're one of those cunts that is just...
Yeah, I feel like...
They'll only put those cunts on TV as well, which is the worst of it. You'll never get a fucking TV show where some guy's been made paraplegic in a fucking car accident, because that's
do you ever
not
think,
good
like,
view.
Do you ever really think about about privilege?
Aye.
Do you ever think about... You know what I mean? Because, like... Privilege might even be, like, knowing that sitting in a flat all fucking day... All your life
bad for you
is fucking terrible. Do you know what I mean? Whereas they're like, nah, happy enough, we'll get Jeremy Kyle on, roll a few bangs.
But then there's definitely a point where you have to go, no, like, none of, like, fucking get up off your hole.
Yeah,
you know,
do something,
help yourself, help me help you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. What about this hurricane, Mike?
Ah, fuck it.
People legit killed them.
I know.
It'd be a nightmare to just be like, oh, headed out, crushed by a tree.
I seen there was a guy who was killed trying to fucking chop a tree up as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, another one hit him.
Yeah. But then you see those mad cons jumping off. There was somewhere down in like, was it Salt Hill or something? They're all jumping off this fucking
like a pier
and you're going, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
I know, people just...
Because I suppose you see those waves, you don't really think about the current under it.
Nah.
You know what I mean? You see shit splashing about, but...
Not in a fucking lifetime where I'd go near any of that shit, like.
Definitely not.
It doesn't, like, the guy was even talking about, like, stones. He was like, you know, if you're even walking past this area, there will be stones blown up over the top of that thing. They could just hit you in the head and kill you. Like, it's fucking wild. It's
crazy.
But I'll probably do another podcast later.
Like apologising for all the shit we've said.
No, just my regular weekly podcast, but, like... Because we were supposed to go to Portugal yesterday and it was cancelled.
That'll be fucking...
Fucking...
Drive you mad.
Bastard. Do you think people save shits up all week before they go to the airport?
I know, I had to save one in an airport before I came home. Just couldn't get near a dumper and then wasn't doing it on the plane.
I near shit, where was the last trip you went? I think it was Amsterdam. And I got the little park and ride thing and got in the security. And we even paid the fucking quick security, like £3 or whatever, and scooted on past. And I was in the queue, like, I'm going to put my laptop in this box, my shoes, and I'm going to shite in this third one. Do you know when you get, like, just pure fiery shit up your arse, and you're like, oh, God, why did I, like, fucking...
I know. I haven't had one of them for a fucking while, actually. No, tell a lie. See, because it was at my mum and dad's house for a couple of days, and all our ones eat is, like, white bread and fucking chips.
Yeah.
And a couple of like...
The dinner's here, Michael. What is it? Waffles?
It's your favourite.
Chips. Mash.
Dijon.
Just a ball of dough.
But,
battered batter.
I had a couple of monstrous, like, I'm going to be here all day.
Oh, sorry.
Like, just horrible fucking...
I was fucking, because we were trying on this little sort of half a health kick, been eating decent at kind of, no, I still had all right. Yesterday I just had a few like, a few crisps and a fucking Milky Way or some bullshit, because we're all like cozy and fucking, the electric was out.
Aye.
So I cooked like a chicken stew, it was wonderful. But, been eating decent, but the other week we were eating really fucking well. So, you know, you wake up and you have like spinach and egg fucking omelette, and then we had like a big mixed up smoothie.
Spinach and egg omelette? That's
why?
Of course there's egg and omelette, dickfish. That's a spinach omelette.
Of course. Have you ever had a tomato and dough pizza? But I had all this shit was eating, and then I had fucking a shake with spinach and protein in it, and fucking just kept eating and eating and eating.
Aye.
And you see that I was doing shits like, you know, normally if I just had my usual shitty diet, I'd wake up in the morning like the Undertaker, just fucking sit up and need a shit immediately. But like we fucking, you know, like you'd wake up and you'd be like, oh, I feel a wee bit like, you know, like a wee bit solid from the gym yesterday.
Aye.
Going to the gym again. It's like, I usually shit now. You know, I'm like, usually I'm ill and shit now. Didn't shit. And then went to the gym and came back and then ate. And then it was like, oh, now I need a shit. And you were doing like, some people talk about the healthy shits.
Aye.
It was like a fucking, it was like letting an otter back in the water.
Perfect.
Just brown and slippery. Aye. And the size of an arm.
Aye. I had to say, I was like.
But just one, not like nine, like I've just had six Dominoes and aye. 15 Stella shits. It was just like, there's my shit. There's my waste for today.
Aye.
Clunk.
One wipe. I didn't even need to do
go
that.
Go back really. To your squat thrusts.
I had the same thing. I was saying to Ark here a couple months ago. Before I went to Edinburgh, I know. Because I'd been sort of like, I've been doing the same. I've been trying to lose like weight and eating right and fucking going to the gym loads, whatever. And then had one McDonald's, like coming back from a gig. And the next day I was like, Jesus, like I used to shit like that all the time.
Yeah.
Do you want to, like, the situation where you're going, that doesn't even fucking smell like it came out of me?
Yeah.
That's a foreign object. Like, yeah. It really does make you fucking think, like, Jesus, because...
Yeah, it's like one of those birds that gets stuck in, like, an oil spill. Just black and just sticky, can't move. Like, what the fuck is going on my asshole right now?
Fucking Greenpeace would turn up. Are you all right in there?
Let me wash it.
Like, open the door. Open the door quick. Fucking, I'm out here in a boat. Hell no, we won't go. Come on. By the way, we're vegans.
I know half of them ones washing those birds. You're like, throw a bit of that around yourself there for a second.
You smelly bastard.
Dirty hippies. Oh, fuck that plane. What plane was I on recently? There was a bunch of Germans, full hippies, metal t-shirt. You know, like, you know those metal bands where like all the logos are the same? It looks like it's made out of branches. It's all spiky.
Yeah.
He's wearing them. And I'm sitting on the fucking plane. This is Vietnam, actually, come back. I'm sitting on the plane like, what the fuck is that? First of all, it freaked me out. I was like, something's like broke. You know, like the toilet has broke.
Aye.
Or there's something on fire that stinks. And I was like, what the fuck is that smell? And I had headphones on. I was just chilling, whatever. And then I looked over and this guy, I'd just seen that he kicked off these boots. And then I went, that's the smell. I was like, because it, you know, when it's out of place. Aye. So you're like, what the fuck's that smell? And I was like, oh yeah, that's. And I remember, like, I might have the same smell out of like a pair of fucking like
runners,
gym trainers that I have never fucking washed and all I've done is sweat into them. And I was like, oh my god, I fucking stink. And then that's all I could smell. And he was doing that thing where he did his foot up under his leg and he's like, you know, like playing with his sock and all. And I was like, just about to fucking bark.
Coaching.
I was like, you smelly, smelly German vegan bastard.
I didn't have anybody stinky on the planes, thankfully. Did I? No, I didn't. Tell a lie. On the way out, the fucking, on the way from Abu Dhabi to Melbourne. So it was a Etihad flight, but that's the biggest plane. It was like a two level one, like a big fucking two decker. Yeah. So they had one of those things where like even in the economy seats, like they had a wee fucking like headrest, like a wee lip that comes out, so you can kind of,
I love that,
like just lean your head up on the side, but it's only on one side.
Yeah.
So I'd like fucking lean my head up on this right hand side, and the guy in the middle had done the same thing, and then at one point I was like fucking stretching my neck, and leaned over into like.
His space,
and he just fucking like into my fucking eyes and mouth, and I'm just like, like just all fucking garlicky, cheesy, fucking Greek breath.
Like, but I'll tell you something: if your breath smells like garlic or onions or something, I don't mind.
Aye, it's like back of the tooth smell.
It's the fucking like you know, like stomachy, ill fucking smell.
Aye, there's a, like a fucking fusty.
Or like, there's that sort of smell, like the maybe like hungover type breath. Aye. And then there's the people, not mentioning names, but like, you're like, did you eat cat food in a Red Bull? What's going on here? And I would love, see if I ever am remotely smelly, someone aye. Just be like, your breath stinks.
I'm exactly the same, aye.
Maureen's terrible for it. I'd be like, Maureen, you've a wee bit of like sauce in your face from earlier. And she'd be like, all right, Jesus Christ, what do you want? Red carpet red. And I'm like, I'm just telling you.
Aye, you look fucking stupid.
Like a fucking idiot. Just like, you know, you have a snot hanging around. Fuck's sake, you're in your impossible fucking expectations.
But I'm exactly, if I have like, I get so paranoid about snots, I'm worried about it now.
Someone should just be like, calling your breath stinks.
Aye. Because what was it, the night after the Oktoberfest? Because I wasn't drinking. Like, Louise obviously had a fucking couple of steins with the bays. And the next morning she was like going to work and she's like, I'll see you later on. And went to give me a kiss and I was like, you get the fuck. Get the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. Like, I was like, you are minging. Like,
I know. Because you know, when you're in a long-term relationship, you can be like, you can deal with people's smells, but like sometimes it's different.
Shocks you.
Sometimes it's different, and you're like, "Nah, that smells. That ain't gonna smell like you.
You're not well.
You better sort that out."
Definitely,
I'm afraid.
Definitely.
But you know, the girl can say that all day, but it's hard for the man to be like. You have to really break it in easy.
We've been together 3 years now. Like, it's just like.
By the way, you smell
fucking sometimes.
Remotely different.
No.
You're right. Sorry, I just sicked right.
Leave.
Finish.
Whiskey!
Hold on a minute.
Somebody coming?
Is that wind or smoke? Oh, there's an old bluster coming in. Look at that, Mike. Fuck. Waving in. We're at an hour here. Do we... Let's do some questions, because I've two loads of questions, so I'll do the Snapchat ones. And,
Yeah. Yeah, go on ahead, the fuck.
Go on ahead, the fuck. Aaron. Special needs.
Fucking hell.
You can't have your phone near that. Or it does weird
noises. It's on airplane mode there now, but
good goosh. Right, let's do some Snapchat questions. We'll rattle through them and okay, that's on fucking airplane mode, so stop.
Knock it in the head.
So many Snapchat questions, bro. Let's get through these. How did you survive the hurricane? I literally, because we missed that flight.
Aye.
And then came home, and I didn't sleep all the night before. Probably because it was like, either this flight's not going to go, or the flight's going to be a nightmare, because it's in a fucking storm. So I didn't sleep at all. Also drank for quite a bit of whiskey. But I was like, I couldn't sleep. So we went for the fucking plane, came home, and I just went straight to sleep. And slept from about 2 to about 5. So
I watched It. And then started watching the new series of Game of Thrones because I hadn't seen it yet.
That's good. It's good series.
It's good, aye.
How many have you watched?
4.
It's good.
So,
it's good.
You finished that tonight, I think
it's probably the best season. Because it's one I watched every, like, fucking one of them glued to it.
Aye.
Whereas the rest of the ones, they all just blend together.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did you get your right? No. Please come back to Derry for a show. I don't know how many times.
I'm blowing my nose here. Keep talking.
How many times do you just leave a place and people are like, you should do a gig in such and such? And you're like, I just was there like the other week.
So I had a Facebook comment. Sorry, Facebook comment the other week that went, next time he's in Sydney, we're definitely going. I'm not going to be back in Sydney.
Like. I love when people say that shit. Or people will be like, mate, where's the link for your Ulster Hall tickets? And you're like, it's like I put it everywhere showing off that it was sold out. It's not happening.
Aye.
Ian Blaney, what's your favourite song at the minute? Oh,
I'm still stuck on Bad Motherfucker.
Yeah.
By Machine Gun Kelly. Do you want to hear it? Do you want to play it?
Go ahead.
Sure the fuck. Sure. Let me just get this for you now.
Machine Gun Kelly and who?
Kid Rock, right? Actually, you know what? I've been listening to an awful lot of Moby the last few while. But this is fucking...
Coming on my tits. When the line froze, what did I see? A bad motherfucker standing next to me. Your taste of music is hectic. Like.
I know. It's all over the place.
Like, that is
it's so bad. Like, I just like the start of it, and then
I
finished brushing my teeth and I fuck off.
I put this in a Vietnam vlog, because I don't know whether you want to watch the last, but like the fourth one I put up, we're supposed to go to the, have you ever heard of the Coochie Tunnels?
Oh, yeah.
Where you go
yeah.
and you, that one you go down a wee fucking thing, yeah. right? But did you see, because it was so bollocks, like, it was supposed to be great, and our tour guide was shit, and we just faffed through it, and it was done. I was like, is that it? So, like, I put in the footage, and then it was so fucking boring that I just faded out into, like, bomb footage from, like, the war. And I played The Doors. Can't stop listening to it. Have you heard this? The end?
I don't know.
It's from Apocalypse Now. Aye. But it's just, I listen to it every fucking day. I don't know why. It's so dark. This is the end. Mainly when I'm shitting.
I always get stuck in the, what's the,
Where's the start of this? It's so fucking morbid. You know he had the worst hangover of all time, Jim?
I died, didn't I? Choking on his own vomit.
Underestimate how long this intro was.
I know, it's quite it's at least the tambourine's kicked in, deadly. Tambourine solo! Wait. This is the end.
Beautiful friend. He just woke up out of his mind, like,
no more bait. Never going to fucking Thompson's again.
Jesus.
The Doors.
No more fucking electric playground or whatever. This is the end.
Hey, man, we're going to Weir Vertigo this afternoon. I'm fucked.
You'll go out tonight though. Aye, but then this is the end.
Didn't that happen to me? I just fucking come on, Jim.
What's your worst breakup story?
Worst breakup story? I dumped a girl on her birthday once via text.
Happy birthday to her. Yeah. Her.
I told his wife that her brother phoned me up and was like trying to talk me into going back out with her, but he kept using like quotes out of movies. I've told you that before, haven't I?
No.
He's like, Mick, tell it to crack guys, right? You're the same as me. Live your life quarter mile at a time. I'm flying, Jack, I'm flying. I mean,
Mick, you have me at hello, but get out of here and buck my sister.
Two old fish, hit rigs. I mean,
life's like a box of chocolates. Right. Fuck my
listen,
sister.
Dude, I have to go to work here, right? I'll be back. Right. Hasta la vista. All best.
Say hello to my wee friend. My wee sister.
I know what you're hanging. Did I fire 6 shots or 5? I mean,
feeling lucky, cunt?
Yeah, cunt.
Would you rather be in the UDA or part of ISIS?
Fuck. The UDA have disbanded mainly, haven't they? So, about all they sell drugs.
I don't know, Mr. Paramilitary Info.
I don't know either, Mr. fucking Yalla Akbar.
Hello. Welcome to Etihad Airways.
Hello.
And shit my pants away. It was fucking, excuse me, lady, is this blanket to wipe the shite off the back of my legs? And it just fucking,
see this eye mask, is this mandatory?
So that I don't see the fucking blade coming down. Up next, a peaceful travel prayer from the Quran. Kick back and enjoy this flight on Etihad as we play this very peaceful and gentle prayer from the Quran.
Death to the West.
Let me play this. You would fucking, I did this in a podcast last week, but I think you would shit all over yourself with laughter. There was a dude. You're gonna love this. There was a little thing, right? And it was from a, like, an old, like, Nintendo baseball game, right? But a Japanese games designer had to make up, like, random Western American names for the fucking, right. For all the players' names, right? And I did it last week, but this guy sent me, like, another, like, he goes, that was only part of, like, a big fucking long list.
Aye.
Because I read them out. But he sent me a new list. Because to a Japanese person, this would sound like vaguely Western, aye. You know what I mean? It's just like, welcome to the stage, Nerd Bizzles. We got Ken Nitvern, Fergit Hout, Carl Bitzrin, Lude Jangleski. These are amazing. Marnell Harry. Hey guys, it's Donnie Oliburst. Jin Jinlins. It's Wob Wonkus.
Fuck. I mean to tell you.
These are fucking. Roy Gamo, Varlin Gemnist.
Did I tell you about the fucking.
That sounds like my name if someone said it fucked up. Welcome to the stage, Varlin Gemnist.
I forget out. Sounds like fucking.
Snarry Swinton. Gary Bamps.
Gary Bamps.
Bumps. It's Al Swermitsk. Beno Rodular.
That's fucking brilliant.
Dan Boyo.
Dan Boyo.
This is my cock.
Dan Boyo. I was did a gig with a Japanese, a guy from Tokyo. Fucking, I can't even remember. I can't pronounce his full Japanese name, but everyone just called him Waka, right? He's funny as fuck, like. And there's one night in Sydney, these two, like, his Irish couple fucking rocked up. And I think I might have worked with a fella like in a call center years ago, but I can't really remember him, right? But the two of them were fucking steaming anyway. And this mate with him from fucking, I don't know where his mate was from. But his mate comes and he goes, do you know what? I can't believe that cunt's actually fucking Japanese. So, like, he came off to talk to him because he went on wearing, like, the Japanese guy walking, he went on wearing, like, a Hawaiian shirt and a baseball cap. So he did look a bit, like, fucking short round from Indiana Jones. Like, he's real tiny, wee fucking cute dude. I can't believe the cunt's full blown fucking Japanese. Like I was talking to him and he's all fucking talking Japanese. Like, and I was like, are you fucking Japanese? I can't fucking believe that. I thought he was just putting it on. Like, and it got to the point, the faster.
Did he talk all that? I'm from Japan.
No, he was just, he was fucking sound. In fact, he kept, because he was saying, like, big part of, like Japanese culture was all, like, bringing people presents and shit. So he'd bring cigarettes. He doesn't smoke. And every time he went for a fag, he would just give you a fag. And, like, he brought a bottle of Japanese whiskey.
Yeah.
On his last night, and it was fucking delicious. Like, I can't really drink whiskey.
Japanese are big in the scotch.
Yeah. And everything, he was like, we just made it better. Yeah. Like, I know you have whiskey, but we just made it a lot better.
The Scotch stronger, like, rip the fucking lungs out of you, but this one's smooth as fuck.
It's fucking hilarious. Because it got to the point, I was looking at the Japanese guy, and he was going, he's saying he cannot believe that I am Japanese.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what the
fuck. And you're like, where are you? He's from Corbin.
That Fenian bastard.
Fucking pig fucker over here. What the fuck he said?
Oh, how's things that I'm making? You enjoy that one, huh? What the fuck? You sound more Japanese than he does.
That's fucking brilliant.
Oh, so many.
The Japanese guy says something. Where are you from, Tipperary, or what's crap?
I have so many other fucking stories. So at one point, no, I'll tell you after. I don't need to put it on the podcast. Go ahead. Or do you want to hit one?
So we have nothing but time.
We're in this fucking, end up doing a pub crawl to, like, Irish bars with these two cunts I met from Lurgan. And
did you know them?
I knew one of them. I went to school with one of the guys. He's sound as fuck, like. But so we'd done this thing, we weren't going to drink, and we'd done, like, the Coogee to Bondi Beach walk. It was like a 5k walk, but it's all along cliffs, so it's fucking gorgeous. Like,
fair play to you.
So we got to, I know, in 25 degree heat too, didn't even fucking, brought a bottle of water, grand. But got to Bondi, and I was like, right, we're both sort of talking about, like, not drinking for a couple of days, and I was going, there's no way I'm, like, not drinking here, because it was fucking stunning. Like, so we ended up getting fucking a couple of beers, met this dude, and did a pub crawl to this other pub where they knew a girl from Lurgan who was, like, managing the bar, right? So it turned into a fucking,
aka stealing.
Exactly. Turned into this whole fucking, just obliterated, like. But the weird thing, in Sydney, you can't smoke 4 meters, like, you have to be 4 meters away from the door to have a fag, right? And if they serve food in the place, you can't smoke anywhere near it. But if they're gambling machines, you can smoke inside. So you can go out to the fucking, like, poker machines and just fucking smoke fags. So that only, anyway, there's one of these things in the pub. So me and this guy from Lurgan sitting smoking, and one of the barmaids came around, and he'd been asking about her, like, what the fuck, what's the crack with blade here, like, and it was like, oh, she's from Thailand, like, she was born in Thailand, whatever, right? Now, so she was born in Thailand. That's as far as it goes, right? So I'm watching this come from Lurgan go, how long you live in Sydney? You like to live? You like live here a long time? You come from Thailand a long time ago? And she was like, yeah, about fucking 15 years ago.
I love that.
It was class.
I'll tell you what's hilarious. If you're in, like, sorry. If you're in, like, Thailand and stuff, because they're constantly trying to get you into bars and, you know, get you to ping pong shows and all this here shit. And the place is packed with Australians and Americans and all. And you'd walk past some, you know, like, little tiny Thai fella, and he'd be like, yeah, beers, mate. And you're like, what? You come in for beers, mate? Straight, you can't. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Fucking did you
do? He's just learned that from talking to so many fucking.
My auntie told me a story about being in fucking Turkey and going through, like, one of these markets, you know, like, they're all selling fucking knockoff watches and shit like that. And some guy was like, you like to come to my stall and buy whatever? And she's like, no, we're all right. And then he went, you wouldn't get any fucking cheaper in Dunn's?
Did he say?
obviously was that many fucking wee,
of course, yeah,
desk count holidays that time with fucking yeah. patties and mix turning up. We just learned all these fucking.
It's crazy.
Suck my fucking balls, you hear?
It's true. It happens. Yeah. Like, people, like there was a guy said something to me, and he literally changed his accent every time he said something.
Aye.
He's like, "You American?" And he changed it. Aye. So they're reeking.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably must be fucking the same thing with other languages too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like if you had a fucking stall in St. George's Market,
no,
and it was full of Japanese tourists, and they had the one thing that they just kept saying, you'd be able to replicate it. No,
I wonder, is there like is there? This is such an ignorant question. That's like
ignorant,
ignorant. But like, would there be like if you're from Japan, like say you're like fucking Kyoto or Tokyo, is there a different accent to Japanese? There must be, wouldn't there? Like, obviously Japanese people don't all sound the same to themselves.
Oh yeah, sure. Sean was saying, like, I've talked about this a million times in this podcast, but like Sean in Vietnam was like, Vietnamese is such a hard language because it's tonal. Aye. So the same word said differently at a different pitch is a different word.
Aye.
So like, I know like ga or something is like chicken, but if you change like ga, it's like frog, and then ga, like it's like a different word again, but it's the same fucking thing. So that's why even if you attempted to read something to them, they'd be like, the fuck is this cunt saying?
Aye.
But then he was saying like, because Ho Chi Minh's like in the south of Vietnam, you go up north and he's like, it's a totally different vibe up here. Like you can hardly, like the little bits that get him by won't do shit up there. Like they're all fucking, they talk different basically.
Fucking hell.
Cultures. You know what I mean? Like, you can find like fucking Vietnamese cultures.
Lock me and mama like a lag and we're...
Yeah. I'm deaf. And they have no fucking... And the Vietnamese tooth game isn't that strong either. Throw in an odd whistle.
Fucking silencer.
It's fucking hilarious. Oh, Jesus Christ, hey.
But is there more questions? Or
we can knock on the head. I can do the rest of them later.
I fucking need to go for a piss and get home to my fucking dog and girlfriend. Not my dog and girlfriend, sorry. She won't let me no more.
I'm not going. I say home. I'm meeting her in a car park.
Let's go. McDonald's.
This is the end. There's only one thing left to do, and that is...
yeah, go on ahead, the fuck.
Oh, by the way, I've got a fucking gig, same night as McCann, on the 30th November in the Mac. You just want to fucking come to it.
McGee, 30th November, 30th Mac November Theater.
In the Mac Theater. It might be good. The gig might be alright, but the after party's going to be fucking lethal. We're going to Thompson's.
Go to... What would you Google? McGee Bartlett, Mac Theater, Belfast.
Just type in Mickey Barton typical and it should be the first thing that comes up.
Yep. The same night I'm in London.
Aye.
If you're fucking busy enough. Get a ticket for that. If you've bought a ticket for the Scotland gig, I'm going to organise a second gig on the same night tonight. And also, if you couldn't get a ticket for Ulster Hall, buy one for the fucking Limelight. They're out tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Smashing.
This is the end. Right, let's get out of here and pish.
And sweat.
Eat. Bye.
Bye.